بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن زيد بن ثابت رضي الله عنه قال: تسحرنا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ثم قمنا إلى الصلاة. قيل: كم كان بينهما؟ قال: قدر 50 آية. متفق عليه. Yesterday we commenced with the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the chapter on the virtue of making sihri and also delaying the sihri till such a time that a person can have his sihri and doesn't fear that fajr will commence. So he has sufficient time to make his sihri, but he delays the sihri towards the end of the time. In today's hadith, as Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu anhu says, that we made sihri with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We had suhoor with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and just after that we proceeded for salah, for fajr salah. So someone asked him, what was the time span between the end of your sihri and your fajr salah? In other words, what was the time span between the sihri and the fajr salah? So he said, it took the time it takes to recite 50 verses. The time it takes to recite 50 verses. So from this we understand the sihri was delayed, and the time span between the sihri and the fajr salah was approximately what it takes an average person to recite 50 verses of the Quran, which is about 15 minutes or less. So here again, sihri is delayed, and Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in would have very little to eat also compared to us. So here in this hadith we understand that sihri was delayed right till the end of the time, and at least you get 10-15 minutes or more to make the sihri. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال كان لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مؤذنان. حضرت عبد الله بن عمر says that Rasul Sam had two muadhins. This is talking Madina Munawwara. بلال وابن أم مكتوم. حضرت بلال رضي الله تعالى and عبد الله بن أم مكتوم رضي الله تعالى was a blind صحابي. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن بلالا يؤذن بليل فكلوا واشربوا حتى يؤذن ابن أم مكتوم. Rasulullah said that Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, he gives azan at night. So in other words, this was to alert the Sahaba that this is time now to make your sihri. So he would say, فَكُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا, eat and drink until Abdullah bin Ummi Maktoum, he gives the azan. His azan was azan of Fajr. So Bilal would give azan radiallahu ta'ala right in the end of the night, so the Sahaba would understand now it is time for Salah. They didn't have watches like how we have and to see the time. So this was a manner of alerting them and making them aware that now it is the time for the end part of Sihri. And then Rasulullah said, eat and drink, have your Sihri. At the moment Abdullah bin Ummi Maktoum radiyallahu anhu calls the azan, now this is azan of Fajr. قَالَ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ بَيْنَهُمَا إِلَّا أَنْ يَنْزِلَ هَذَا وَيَلْقَى هَذَا. Muttafaqun Ali. So the person says, the Sahabi says, Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu says, the time span between the two azans, Bilal's azan and the other azan of Fajr, was just that long enough for one of them to come down and the other to climb up. Remember, they would go up to the minara and they would call out the azan. Ulama explained this, that Bilal radiallahu ta'ala would call out the azan, then he would have his sihri on top. After he finished his sihri, then he would come down. And then Abdullah bin Umm Maktoum radiallahu anhu, the blind Sahabi, then he would climb up and then he would call out the azan. So there is this time span between the two. It wasn't that Bilal radiallahu anhu gave the azan and immediately after he just comes down and Abdullah bin Umm Maktoum immediately goes up. No. There was this time span, like how we said in the previous hadith, 50 verses plus minus it takes a person to read. So about 15 minutes plus minus at least, sufficient time. Do we have some dates, some water or whatever a person requires, his medication? So Bilal radiallahu ta'ala would call out the azan, he would make his sihri up there and come down for the minarat, and then Abdullah bin Umm Maktoum radiallahu ta'ala would ascend and then he would call out the azan. When Amr ibn As radiallahu ta'ala anna Rasulullah qal, faslu ma bayna siyamina wa siyami ahli kitab akalatu sahar, rawahu Muslim. As Amr ibn As radiallahu ta'ala says, Rasulullah said, the difference between our fasting and the fasting of the people of the book, that is the Yahud and Nasara, is the partaking of suhoor. Muslims, mu'mineen, we make sihri, as I mentioned yesterday, many, many benefits of making sihri. And one is that we make sehri, they don't make sehri. This is the distinction between the both, the difference between the both. It's a great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give us tawfiq wa make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanallah allahumma bihamdihi, wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.